You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
What's happening? Why is there?
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast today. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our healer, our deliverer, the resurrected Lamb, Holy Lamb of God, the Savior of the worlds and the worlds to come. Amen. I'm very excited that you tuned in. Before we get started, let's just go quickly to the throne of grace and just really, really thank the Lord for another day in the land of living. Heavenly Father, we praise you today. We thank you. We glorify you. We lift you up. Father, you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You do not change. You are the holy God. You are the creator of heaven, earth, and sea, and everything that is in it. You are all powerful, all knowing, and you're the only God that can be all present at the same time. We thank you for another day in the land of the living. Thank you for your Holy Spirit today, the spirit of liberty, the spirit of truth, the comforter, the teacher that leads and guides us into the truth of all things and shows us things to come, the anointing of God, the power of the living God. So, Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit today. We thank you for instruction, direction, and correction. We thank you, Lord, for forgiving us for our sins. All your judgments towards us are true, and we say we guilty. But we stand on your word today, Father, that says in 1 John, Lord, that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, thank you for that cleansing today. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Your grace and your mercy, Father. Thank you for grace today that can carry us. Thank you, Lord, that we have an opportunity, hallelujah, to receive of your mercy and your grace as extended unto generation to generation. And so we thank you. We thank you for your word that's forever settled in heaven. Your word is truth. You said that your word will leave your mouth and it will not come back to you void, but it will accomplish that in which you sent it and prosper in that thing in which you please. You also that you said that you sent your word, which is the living word, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to heal us of all our sicknesses and our diseases. Father, we thank you and we praise you and we lift you up today. Thank you for all the leaders, your faithful leaders. Thank you for your children today that are really just continually worshiping you and praising you. Father, we just thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. I'm very excited today because today is a day where the Lord was really dealing with me about his people coming together on one accord to pray. It's time to come together and really, really pray. And it's very interesting, and I believe the Lord has taught on this before, in Acts chapter 12, the power of the prayer of unity. How Peter, in chapter 12 of Acts, how Peter's life was on the line. And it says here at verse 1, now about the time that Herod the king stretched out his hand to harass some of the church. Then he killed James, which was the brother of John, with the sword. And then he seen the people were so happy that he did that, that he went and he arrested Peter because he was going to kill Peter. And it's very interesting if we go down, because we don't have that much of time, but I advise you to read it. Peter was arrested. And it's very interesting that it says that verse 5, Peter, therefore, kept in prison But Peter was constant in prayer, and prayers was offered up to God for him by the church. And it was interesting that the church was constantly, consistently praying for Peter. It's kind of like how the Lord simply says that if his elect will seek him day and night, he will answer speedily. And it says that at verse 7, now behold, now Peter is surrounded with two chains between two soldiers. They got plenty of guards around Peter. They're going to make sure Peter ain't going nowhere, because Peter is going to supposed to lose his life the next day. But at verse 7, it says, behold, an angel of the Lord stood by Peter, and a light shone in the prison. And he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise quickly. And he brought the chains on Peter fell off, and he brought Peter out. Isn't there something that the angel of the Lord came on the scene? Peter's in prison, and he broke Peter out of prison. I don't know about you, but my antennas of a great expectation is up for that type of divine intervention in my life, in the areas where I need it, whether it's in my body where I need healing, whether it's in my marriage where I need it to be restored, whether I have an addiction or whatever the case may be, whether it's pornography, whether it's fornication, whether it's adultery, whether it's lying, whether it's gossip, whether it's stealing. We need a supernatural intervention, or maybe it's been you being lied upon and put in prison, lied upon and paying the price for somebody else. We need a supernatural intervention. How did Peter get that supernatural intervention? It said that the church as a whole was interceding for Peter constantly. How many know that if you either call husbands, wives, sisters, brothers, grandmamas and grandfathers would get together and intercede for our children and our relatives that are strung out on drugs, that have been out in the street for a long time, whether it's been in prostitution, homosexuality, lesbianism, whatever the case may be, whatever the stronghold, robbing people, killing people. If we get together and really, really put how we feel about the situation to the side, because a lot of times how we feel about the situation, you know how we do. Oh, well, they've been doing this for a long time. They ain't going to never change. And so I'm not going to get, I already don't pray it. I left it with the Lord. And if we would, so you prayed that one time. Okay, thank you. And you didn't think no more about it. Okay, thank you. But it says that the church consistently prayed for Peter. They just kept praying and interceding for Peter. They did not allow the enemy, amen, to succeed in taking Peter's life. They knew the situation was urgent, and so they put to the side how they felt about the situation, and they got in agreement with the Holy Spirit, with the Spirit of the living God, with the Word of the living God, and they began to, and the love of God, amen, the love of God, and the mercy of God, and the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and they began to intercede that the angel of the Lord of hosts showed up on the scene. Now, this ain't in the Old Testament. This is in the New Testament. This is in the new covenant, the new blood covenant. Jesus had already resurrected. This is in the new blood covenant that was created in Jesus' own blood. And they got Peter out of prison, even to the fact that they was in shock when Peter showed up at the gates, that they thought Peter was a ghost. Jesus is speaking to his people today, and he's saying, if my people would diligently, persistently pray for the individuals and the things that they so desire, delight ourselves in the Lord, he should give us the desires of our heart, the Lord will answer. He says, listen, in Hebrews, he says in chapter 11, he says, it is impossible to please me without faith. One must come to me believing I'm God, and then I'm a rewarder. I'm a reward you. Whatever you're requesting, if you stand on it. And I'd like to let you know that patience is the brake on our faith. When we ask the Lord according to Mark chapter 11, those things you desire when you pray, believe you receive them, you shall have them. Whosoever say unto the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in their heart, but shall believe that everything they say it shall come to pass. They shall have whatever they say it. It's in Jesus says, listen, anything you ask in my name, I will do it. The Father will do it. Why? That your joy will remain. Don't you know it's joy to see your family member get delivered? It's joy to see your children come out the street and say, hey, I'm tired. I need a better life. My life needs to change. How many know Jesus is not on? When I said Jesus is the life changer, he changed your whole soul. He give you a new spirit. He clean you up real good. You know how we clean up when we want to go somewhere? And so the Lord is saying, if my people would pray it consistently. So let's go before the Lord and let's pray for our families today. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we first want to come to you and we want to say, Lord, thank you that we even have the privilege and the opportunity to even approach you. We come through the name of in the name of Jesus Christ, through the blood of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we're seeking you today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're standing on your word today. We're praying for our family members. We're praying for our lost children, our sons, our daughters, our nephews, our uncles, our aunties, our grandmamas. Father, we're praying for them today. We're asking you to give a supernatural intervention today, that you would reach down and tap their heart. You say you don't deal with the mind of man. You deal with the heart of man. You don't look on the appearance of man. You look at that heart, for out of the heart flows the issues of life. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, they may not be able to pray for themselves because maybe they've been in sin so long that they're blinded right now. So they don't even realize. But you know, when you tap that heart, that they understand. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just stretch forth and send your power and let your power by your Holy Spirit locate them. In the name of Jesus Christ, move every hindering person, place, and thing, addictions out of there, take it out of their body. So as you did when you saved me, Lord, you took the taste out of my body. You removed that spirit from me, and I no longer wanted to indulge in those things anymore. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, move by your mercy and your love today, that you may be glorified. Move in a way that you never moved before, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we send your power out in the name of Jesus Christ, and we bind up the powers of darkness, their operations, communications, travelizations, manifestations, operations against our family members, against our lives, against our bodies and our health. We stand up on your word, for you said, don't be ignorant of the enemy's devices. We decree your word into manifestation, that you was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and by your holy stripes we healed. We stand up on your word today that says that you take pleasure in prospering your children. We stand up on your word today that says, I would that you would prosper, be in good health, even as our soul prospers. We stand up on your word that says that you would be in trouble with us in Psalms 91, and you would deliver us. You would set us on high because we set our love upon you. Father, you said you would honor us. You said because we know your name that we can call upon you today and you would answer, and that you would show us with long life and long life. You show us your salvation. We need your deliverance today. We acknowledge that you are God and there is no other God. We acknowledge that there's no other one that we can go to. You are the only holy God. You're the holy God. And because of your holiness, we thank you for that. Lord, in the name of Jesus, move through your sanctuaries today. Remove every hindering demon, devil, witch, warlock, sorcerer. Move them out of the way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let your Holy Spirit have a free course. Because Ichabod is in many other places. Father, in the name of Jesus, move in the nursing homes, the hospitals, the prisons, the jails. In the name of Jesus, and set your people free as you said you would. And we give you praise today in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise because we know you're willing and able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to your power that working in us. We thank you that you're working everything after the counsel of your might. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. And we give you praise that you're working all things together for our good, that your thoughts toward us are good and peace and not of evil, to give us a hope and a dynamic future. And we thank you for that. We thank you for your deliverance and your healing in Jesus' name, manifested all through the airwaves. Amen. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.
Now, Satan, you're next in line. I'm going to hit you where it hurts, because I'm tired of you and my family, and I'm tired of you and my church. I'm not my own. I'm going to the Lord.